Garrett Buck says he wants his group, Teach for America, to be prominently included in Wisconsin's application this round. He says the two states with winning proposals, Tennessee and Delaware, had detailed plans to work with Teach for America.
The reason why that was important isn't just because we're a human capital program that tries to train and recruit great teachers to go into low-income schools and go into schools that are traditionally very, very low-performing, but because a lot of the hallmarks of what's important to the Ed Department in the Raise the Top application, things like accountability and data systems and ability to track how teachers are doing, those are things that our organization has been doing for a long time.
Teach for America has also made a 3-year commitment to work with Milwaukee Public Schools, which was the center of debate during the first round of Race to the Top. Governor Doyle and the Department of Public Instruction both unsuccessfully called for mayoral control of the troubled district. Doyle spokesman Adam Collins wouldn't say just how or if they'd incorporate Teach for America into their latest application. He says they're still reviewing why the U.S. Education Department gave Wisconsin's first application such low marks.
It's very clear from the comments and from the scoring that stronger and clearer powers are needed to turn around struggling schools. The governor believes that this is best accomplished through a mayor-appointed superintendent in Milwaukee.
Applications for the second phase of Race to the Top are due in June. Wisconsin can apply for up to $250 million in federal grants. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.